Lower Sioux and the 10 miles on each side of the river was a treaty, was a reservation. Lower Sioux was not my people's home. My people's home was, our camp was Kaposia. The places that are important to us are the cave, Coldwater Springs, the falls, those places. My people are confined to this area because if you don't live in this 10-mile radius, you don't get any benefits from the community. You have to live in the 10-mile radius to have benefits. So is that confining us or is that imprisoning us? My people came back here after they were exiled from Minnesota. This is where we could come to. We were told where we could live in these communities. You have a choice where you live in these communities. And this is where your ancestors came to after the Dakota War. And this is where we're confined to today. And you can choose to leave. Numbers of them have left.
There's nothing keeping you from moving near the springs today.
No.
When you came here, when you returned from Texas.
Mm-hmm. To receive any benefits, you have to live here. You can't live in the Twin Cities. You know, unless you don't need these benefits here. But in the economy and the way it is today, I guess when I came back, I wanted to do something for my people. I wanted to give these, I know what it's like to grow up here. I wanted to do something and let them have an opportunity that my children had. This was where my mom is buried. This is where my grandma is buried, and my great-grandma. You have a connection here. When you come home, this is home. This is not where my people were from, though. This is not where my ancestors were. But this is where my mom was buried. This is where my mom was when she went to Pipestone Boarding School. This is where she was taken from.